Good evening and welcome to Hungary Reports on New Year's Eve. I'm Steffi Derry. Thanks for joining us. The Hungarian authorities have decided to keep a level 3 terror alert in effect in the country, although no direct threats of terrorism have been reported. Earlier introduced security measures will be kept in place in Hungary, told the Interior Ministry on Wednesday, after reviewing the situation with the counter-terrorism force. The ministry concluded that the threat of terrorism in Hungary cannot be ruled out completely, although there has been no intelligence put forward about any concrete threats. Horns were in focus on Thursday in Hungary. Mainly children blew it during the day, but as the evening arrived and people ran out of champagne, adults started to blow it as well. According to traditions, harmful spirits must be driven away. At olden times, with a whip, cowbells or rattle, nowadays the streets are loud of horns.
Horns were very popular in the city of Szolnok. Many people were looking for New Year's Eve accessories. We are looking for devil cartridge, shooting toys, things like this, said this boy. In Kaposvár, the Minnie Mouse headband was the favorite of little kids. I picked this Minnie Mouse headband because I think it looks pretty, said this girl. According to sellers in fairs, colored wigs and horns were very popular this year as well. We have several types of horns. The small ones are more popular. We also sold colored wigs, clown hats and trumpets, said the seller. Families spend the day in Miskolc on the streets. We are going to buy party accessories, but we will be spending New Year's Eve at home, said this man. Hundreds of people enjoyed the fair in Budapest at Vörösmarty Square. It's more relaxed now than during the year when we are working. We love to wander around, everything is so colorful and happy, said Erzsébet. The 8-year-old Petra said New Year's Eve is fun. There are so many funny things, plus I can stay up late on New Year's Eve. Thousands were waiting for midnight and 2016 on the streets, despite the chilly night. It was minus 10 degrees throughout the Carpathian Basin.
Many of the shops closed at noon on Thursday in Budapest. Therefore, stores were crowded during the day. Customers were not so happy about this, but shop assistants welcomed the news so that they could celebrate at home. This year, the best-selling products were Hungarian sausages, lentils and champagne.
This supermarket was totally packed with people on the last day of the year. After the morning opening, customers came and went continuously. Most of them bought sausages following the tradition of New Year's Eve. At this time of the year, the most popular product is always the Wienerwurst and the Frankfurter. We see that the customers look for quality products which contain more meat, said the communications manager of the supermarket. Also, many people were looking for champagne, of which some bought a basketful. For Hungarians, it is very important what they eat, quite superstitiously. On the first day of the year, it is almost obligatory to eat pork, because traditions say the pig grubs out the luck. Poultry dishes are expressly forbidden, because those animals scratch away our luck. Lentil is also really popular on New Year's Eve. Traditions say that if we eat grain food, for example lentil, we will have wealth and a bountiful harvest. So lentil is really saleable on this day. The supermarket sells 60 tons, which is half of the yearly quantity. Usually at this time of the year, some people spend a couple thousand forints, but others spend a lot more than that. On the holidays, people spend the most in December. According to preliminary estimates, this amount will be 950 billion forints. On the last day of the year, according to surveys, people eat 4 billion kilos of sausages and drink 8 million liters of champagne in Hungary.
People farewelled 2015 in different ways throughout Hungary. New Year's Eve running and rabbit race were also held at several places, and the brave ones could even swim in the lake in Tapolca.
In Tapolca, dozens of people put on their swimsuits to get in Lake Malom. They weren't even deterred by the fact that the air temperature was way below 0 Celsius degrees and the water wasn't warmer than 16 degrees. Amazing. I swim in the lake every year and it's amazing, this water and bathing, said this woman. Among the participants were professional swimmers as well. It felt really good. The temperature is better in the lake than out of it, so I warmed up in the water, if I may say so, in a water with a temperature of 16 degrees, said Peter Bernek. Rabbits got to do some sports as well in Somogyhárd. Some tried almost everything to reach the finish line with their pets. Some tried clapping while others gave carrots to the rabbits. The shepherding wasn't so easy because rabbits aren't easy to control. Some of them didn't even want to get going while others started to go in the opposite direction. The winner of the rabbit run was Strawberry. We participate at the run every year since we were little. We won last year and the year before as well with another rabbit, said the owner of the winner animal. This is the pig chase at Bonyhád. In fact, real people wore pig costumes. They were running in front and the townsmen were in the back. The youngest participants of the 2 kilometer run were in baby strollers. Some of the older ones chose walking instead of running, but most of the people were running, of course. There were a lot of enthusiastic families and little runners. The faster runners were in a difficult situation because the distance wasn't too long and they had to crawl over the slower people, explained the winner of the run. In Sopron, people closed the year with running too. Some even put on costumes. I run a lot, so this was a good opportunity to run together with the others here in Sopron. And about the costume, we just bought it, and since we will go to a party in the evening, I put it up for the run as well, said this girl. The best costumes were rewarded with champagne.
It's been a tradition for several years now that the Transylvanian Szentegyház Child Philharmonics entertain the audience on New Year's Eve with a concert. The 33-year-old orchestra had a busy year. Besides their concerts in Transylvania, they've run tour in Austria, Slovakia and Hungary as well.
Members of the Szentegyház Child Philharmonics are preparing very excited before the year's last concert.
Szerintem az a legjobb a világon.
They are real stars and celebrities in the region. The Szentegyház Child Philharmonics entertained the audience for 33 years now. 140 children stand on the stage in the concerts. We can make many friends and experiences here. On the tours we see great places, but the singing itself is what we are here for, said Enikő Petres. Most of them join the Child Philharmonics, or as they call it, the Philly, simply for the love of music. But the European tours mean a lot for them, too. On every tour, they have to write a journal, so all memories are preserved. The most important events and concerts are not only in the journals, but the year-ender concert also recalled them. Hungarian folk songs, Advent carols, songs in Italian, German, Russian and Hebrew were in the repertoire. The founding conductor of the Philly said there's always time for a little romantic nostalgia, especially during the Christmas holidays. More and more of us simply adore the old Transylvania, the old and beautiful secular land, and the Philly in image and in sound brings this mysterious, legendary time back. The Philly became an emblematic figure of that magical past, Sándor Ház said. The audience was also happy to join in the common singing in Szentegyház. The 60-year-old maestro urged everyone, not just the singers of the Philly, to keep singing in the new year too, because singing is the joy of life.
Minden nap kell énekelni. Aki énekel, az életet nyer.
Well, that's all for now. Don't forget that we'll be back every night after the 11 p.m. news here on M1. And we have just 30 minutes until it is New Year's Eve here in Hungary. Please stay tuned for the German, then the Russian news. From me and all the team here, Happy New Year. Bye-bye.